Education is an area that was hit hard by government budget cuts. Another area that was hit hard but not talked about as much is the judicial branch. Governor Brown and the legislature cut $350 million from the court system this past fiscal year. In response, courts across the state have had to reduce hours and lay off staff. In San Diego, San Bernardino, Tulare, and Fresno counties, whole courthouses have had to close down. That means people who have civil and family court proceedings, that's things like restraining orders, custody cases, and divorce, will have to travel further, wait longer, and pay more to use the legal system. The cuts have struck a nerve with judges. Last August, they came together and rallied for funding restorations at a judicial council meeting. Here's some of what they had to say.
Courts are starting to hit the bottom. Now, this isn't about judges. This is about the people we serve.
I have lived through two separate murders, suicide, on the steps of the family law courts in two different decades of the court.
Layoffs from Kentucky to Oregon, layoffs in California, layoffs across this country, and the judiciary finds it increasingly difficult to carry out its constitutional responsibility.
Those were the voices of David Rosenberg, presiding judge for Yolo County, Cheryl Ellsworth, presiding judge for Riverside County Superior Court, and W.M. Bill Robinson, the president of the American Bar Association. Here in the Bay Area, Contra Costa Superior Court has said it'll have to close six courtrooms by the end of the year. And in San Francisco, residents may lose access to one of the only places they can get help navigating the legal system without paying for a lawyer, the Superior Court Self-Help Center. KALW's Nicole Jones has more.
The line of people outside of the San Francisco Superior Courthouse spans the entire block of McAllister Street, all the way down to Polk.
Tons of people in line.
Very long line.
It's growing longer every minute, actually.
Most people in the line are professionals, attorneys, court staff, and jurors who will spend their days shepherding people through the legal system. And then there are the people planning to navigate that system themselves, people like Anthony Travis.
Unfortunately, that's how the only way I can get it done is to take off of work, but it's worth it. That's where I pay at, I guess. But that's okay. I don't mind doing that than paying a lawyer thousands of dollars to do the same paperwork that they're going to do.
Travis is waiting for the Self-Help Center, a place that gives him and other city residents a chance to represent themselves in court. Volunteers and pro bono lawyers help them fill out paperwork for things like custody or divorce cases. Travis says he started using the center just a few years ago.
I got eight kids, and so I done went through the system a lot here. Child support cases, mama trying to take your money, and you know how that goes. The case ended up in my favor, and I won. And it saves a whole bunch of money.
Like around tens of thousands of dollars, especially in court cases that drag on for years.
I've hired about 3 to 4 different attorneys. I've spent about 25 to 30 grand in that. And I never got the resolution that I needed.
Louisa Eagleton started her custody battle 4 years ago. She has to use a self-help center about once a month.
They look over my paperwork, they review, they make sure everything is the way it's supposed to be before I file. That way there are no issues come the hearing date. So I love it.
Going it alone isn't a rare thing. Last year in San Francisco, 85% of the parties in divorce and domestic partnership cases represented themselves. On average, the self-help center sees around 140 people a day. Repeated budget cuts, though, mean they have to squeeze more people into fewer hours. That means less one-on-one time for everyone.
We have 3 triage stations right now. I only have 1 triage worker. Our triage worker basically is trying to assess whether the customer is here in the right department.
The Self-Help Center's director, Judy Louie, says they're open just 3 days a week now, down from 5. But more and more people keep coming in.
I think the way the economy is, we see a lot of folks who do not qualify for fee waivers. They do have a decent income, but because of foreclosures or debt or, you know, lawyers who have student loans, and there's a lot of people facing hardship who cannot afford the average attorney retainer fee. So they do come in and do their own self-represent, and so they want to come in and find out how to do that on their own.
The court's presiding judge, Catherine Feinstein, has been watching the courtroom budget crisis unfold in front of her. She also sees people doing things on their own, but she says it shouldn't have to be that way.
We don't have anybody to put the piece of paper in the file. Unless and until we're able to replace those folks, that's not going to change.
And Feinstein says the public doesn't even see the worst of the cuts. For example, judges are no longer getting a free copy of the Civil Code of Procedure, a book with all the California statutes that judges and lawyers depend on. Feinstein says it's like sending a priest to work without a Bible. At the same time, she says, the demand for court hearings keeps increasing.
When the legislature is in doubt about what to do, it creates the right to a court hearing. And that's fine, but you need judges, you need courtrooms, you need court reporters, you need bailiffs, you need courtroom clerks. That's what's needed for a court hearing. And if you're not going to provide the resources for a court hearing, don't create the right to one, because people aren't going to be able to avail themselves of the right.
Back outside the courthouse, the line for the self-help center is finally starting to move. And Louisa Eagleton is eager to finish her paperwork.
I'm going to be here a long time, and I really hope that this isn't cut, because if it is, you know, I probably have enough experience to where I know what to do, but I would feel really awful for others who haven't a clue, and they wouldn't have that help.
Holding her stack of manila folders, she walks inside to get that help while she still can. In San Francisco, I'm Nicole Jones for Cross Currents.